This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. An interstate coordination meeting of left-wing extremism, LWE-affected states, is being held today in Raipur, the capital of Chhattisgarh. The meeting is chaired by Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah, Chief Secretaries and Directors General of Police from 7 LWE-affected states, including Chhattisgarh, are attending the meeting. The Union Home Minister will review security and development initiatives in areas affected by left-wing extremism. In a message posted on the X platform, Mr. Shah stated that the central government, along with the BJP-led government in Chhattisgarh, under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, is committed to the complete eradication of Naxalism. Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Khadse, reached Kathmandu in Nepal today to oversee the return of victims and survivors in a road mishap in Tanahun district of Nepal. According to the Embassy of India in Kathmandu, 27 Indians were killed in the accident. In a social media post, Ms. Khadse said she discussed the rescue operation and further course of action with Indian Ambassador Naveen Srivastav and Joint Secretary of Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Nepal, Bhrigu Dhungana. She also visited Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital, where the injured have been admitted. Embassy of India in Kathmandu is in constant touch with local authorities and hospital staff regarding treatment of the injured and earliest repatriation of the mortal remains of the deceased to India. The embassy has issued 24/7 emergency relief numbers, which are +977 985 110 7021, +977 985 131 6807, and +977 974 98 3292. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an ex gratia payment for the victims of the bus accident in Tanahun district, Nepal. An ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund will be given to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 113th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website, and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live-streamed on the YouTube channels of the AIR News, DD News, PMO, and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said MSMEs contribute to nation building by providing vital supply chains to large industries and employment to millions of people. Addressing the 10th India International MSME Startup Expo and Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said MSMEs serve as both suppliers and customers for large industries and enterprises whose entire ecosystem consists of thousands of MSMEs. He pointed out that MSMEs play an important role in tourism and infrastructure development in the country and have a significant share in India's exports. India's first reusable hybrid rocket Rumi 1 was launched by Space Zone India in collaboration with Martin Group from Chennai. The rocket was launched using a mobile trajectory while carrying a payload of 50 pico satellites and 3 cube satellites. The sounding rocket flew at an altitude of about 35 kilometers and returned to Earth after conducting several experiments within seconds. In a remarkable achievement, Velayudham Srinivasulu, a distinguished artisan from Sri Kalahasti in Tirupati district of Andhra Pradesh, has been selected to represent India on the global stage. He will showcase the exquisite Kalamkari art at the closing ceremony of the Paris Paralympics, scheduled from September 5th to 9th. 5 artisans from across the country have been chosen to present their art forms at this international event. In China, torrential rains have left 11 people dead and 14 others missing in the city of Hulutao in Liaoning province. Local authorities said heavy rainfall caused extreme damage in Hulutao. The authorities reported roads, power lines, communication networks, houses and crops have been heavily affected. At the ongoing Under-17 World Wrestling Championships in Amman, Jordan, Indian women extended their dominance to win its first ever team title with a total of 8 medals. And with that, we end this news bulletin.